You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, together again here in Baltimore as we record this one in person for a change. We did it in D.C. earlier in the season, but it's the Beltway Series, it's Nationals and Orioles. As we record this before Game 2 in Baltimore, then we'll head down, I guess, less than 40 miles to D.C. to Nationals Park to finish off the series. This rivalry just feels different than a lot of crosstown rivalries. Cubs and White Sox have been around forever. The A's and Giants have been there for a long time. Mets, Yankees. But the thing that's interesting about this series, I think, is a lot of Nationals fans used to be Orioles fans. Does that make this different?
Yes, no question about it. And you know what? There's still a lot of Orioles fans in D.C. But you know what, though? I think the D.C. fans are really getting used to the winning. I think they expect to win a championship. And that's why this rivalry has become more than it was, let's say, 5 years ago.
Yeah, at the game last night, I was talking to a couple of young brothers in their maybe early 20s who become Nationals fans, because they said when the Nationals came about, the Orioles were terrible. That was the way they said it. But they said their parents are both still Orioles fans. They were all here at the game together, obviously having a blast. But you have that, and it's an interesting dynamic in this rivalry. All right, in game one of this series, we didn't see Steven Strasburg because he's on the disabled list now. It seems like the right thing to do. Obviously, you want him healthy in October more than you want him healthy in August. It doesn't sound like there's anything serious wrong from what everybody's saying. Do you believe them?
Yes. The thing is, though, they say it's supposed to be just 15 days. Now, usually when someone goes on the DL with the Nationals and they say 15 days, it's usually more. So in that sense, I have to say, let's wait and see. Do I think Strasburg is going to be in the postseason? No question about it. And I think he'll be okay. I mean, this is a guy, you know, the Nationals have been careful with him regarding his arm. And I think they've done a great job with that. And I think it'll be no different come October.
Yeah, and the ERA kind of showed it last three games, 14.66. So whether or not he was already hurt, he certainly was at least tired or something, and a break can hurt. So in steps A.J. Cole, and what a spot in this series against this team in this ballpark, the Orioles at Camden Yards, that this team can hit it out of the ballpark 1-9, and he does a nice job. 8 strikeouts over 7. What did you think? Because I thought the second time through the order, it looked like the Orioles were going to really get to him, but he kind of stemmed the tide, and they didn't.
You know what? He did a great job. I think what he did early in the early going, he was striking out a lot of batters. And then he was just going for ground balls towards the end. And it was like, wow, man, the Orioles are confused. And he kept the ball down. And he didn't get many strikeouts towards the end. But I liked the way he was able to, you know, get all those ground outs. And it was pretty good.
The problem with facing this O's team is if you don't get to the starter, that bullpen comes in, and they were tough again last night. Britton nailing down yet another save in the ninth. The offense needs to get it going a little bit more. Bryce Harper looking better, certainly. He missed the week with the stiff neck. It seems to have made a difference for whatever reason. 0-for-3 with a walk on Monday night, but before that, he was really hitting the ball well. And since coming back overall, 364 with a couple of homers, does he seem fresher at the plate?
Everyone keeps saying that. Yeah. I just think, I don't know. I mean, did he need the rest? Probably so, but...
Don't we all?
Yeah, but, man, this is a guy who really works his tail off. You know, I've told you this many times, Tim. He's the last guy I'm worried about because I know he's going to get the batting average up. He's going to work hard. Yes, he was in that slump, but, you know, to me, it wasn't a big deal. The thing is, though, he's in the lineup. They're still walking him. He still needs that protection somehow. And once he gets that, watch out.
Yeah, and hopefully for this Nationals team, it's watch out in September, watch out in October, and they could really use him. Ryan Zimmerman could also provide a lift for this team if he can get it going. And I read some interesting stuff this week. Mike Petriello is our real StatCast guy as far as writing goes at MLB.com. And when you look at Zimmerman's exit velocities this season, it doesn't make sense that he struggled at the plate because he's been hitting the ball hard and he doesn't strike out a ton. I think his numbers kind of compared almost with David Ortiz's as far as exit velocity this year. So it's almost like it's been a lot of bad luck but maybe people haven't looked at it that way.
Well, it has been bad luck. And, you know, like, remember the injuries, he didn't have, like, a leg injury or an arm injury. He was hit by a pitch. And that's why he was out for almost a month. But I'm telling you, he's going to be a big factor as well. And as you can see, once he got off the disabled list, he was really hitting the ball against the Braves, and now against the Orioles, he hit that, you know, he had a base hit the other day. But I'm telling you, he's going to be a factor as well, and it looks like he's getting it together.
All right, one more guy on the injury front, Joe Ross. Obviously, he'd been a key starter for this team, but he goes to the DL, hasn't pitched now since July 2nd. You're running out of time as far as stretching a guy out, so I guess it kind of changes what you can do with him. They've gotten good lifts from young pitchers as far as the rotation goes. You don't need five starters in the postseason anyway. So there's talk, I guess, now that when he does come back, maybe he's a contributor out of the pen.
Yes, that's what Dusty Baker said. And you know what? That's the second year in a row they did that, because they did it last year when his arm was tired. And, you know, his arm is not tired per se, just that his shoulder's injured this time. But I think Joe Ross will contribute big time in the bullpen. I think the Nationals need another bullpen guy, because I think right now the bullpen is just okay. I don't think it's great. And I think Joe Ross will be a big difference once he gets in there.
One more thing to cover with you, Bill. Frank Howard is going to be inducted into the Ring of Honor for the Nationals on Friday. He played for the Senators, did the most of his damage back in for the Washington Senators. And the Ring of Honor for the Nationals is interesting in that there's Senators, there's Expos, there's Homestead Grays. There's no Nationals yet. We'll get there eventually. But how about Frank Howard and his contributions to Washington baseball?
It was well-deserved. He was called the Capital Punisher. I mean, in the late 1960s, early 70s, he was just awesome. I mean, guy averaged like 40 homers a year. And the distance of the home runs. I mean, when I went to RFK, you could see in the upper deck yellow seats where Frank Howard hit those monster home runs. And, you know, what's interesting about Frank Howard is that he knows his history, man. He knows what went on. The guy's alert. He's 80 years old. And it was really great talking to him.
So that'll be a neat moment coming up Friday night before the Nationals take on the Rockies. But before they get to that, three more games with the Baltimore Orioles here. One more at Camden Yards, then two more in D.C. All right, great stuff as always, Bill. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Bill Latz, and I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.